Hello, my name is James Dubose, and I'm the executive producer of a project called The Catholic Mass Revealed. My goal is to offer you a glimpse into how the Holy Spirit worked through so many people to bring about this project. You will hear stories of crosses and conversions, miracles and leader bishops. All had a part in the creation of this work. I want to give you a little insight about myself. I offer this not for some egotistical reason, but instead so that you may see that if God can work through me, an average Catholic, He can also work through you. I am simply a Catholic man, husband and father, who heard God speaking to him, and then I took steps based on what I thought He was asking of me. And so, a little bit about my upbringing. I was raised in a beautiful traditional Catholic home. My father is a lifelong Catholic, and my mother a super convert. We experienced many nights of rosaries, priests coming over for dinner, devotions to the saints, and enthronements to the Sacred Heart. My childhood and teenage years were filled with Catholic traditions. However, like many young adults, I wandered from my faith as I entered into university life, and this continued after school and into adulthood. During this time, I met my wife, who was not Catholic at the time. We got married, we had our first two children, and started a business. During these 6 years, I was not a practicing Catholic. Well, I don't think I was really anything. However, I remember the day all of this began to change. The day my six-year-old daughter asked me the question, "Daddy, why don't we go to Mass?" I asked her why she asked me this question, and she told me that she was tired of being the only one at school who could not tell her teacher what the readings were about at Sunday Mass. You see, the teacher would quiz the kids on Monday to see who was really practicing the faith. And so this question began my journey back into the Catholic faith, a simple question from a child willing to ask her father. As this was happening, my father gave me a book. The book was titled, "This is the Mass." It showed pictures of Fulton Sheen saying Mass with a description of each part. This book had a profound effect on me in my appreciation for the Mass and Eucharist. I remember reading this book for the first time, and now I want to recount some of the areas that had an effect on me in my reversion back into the faith.